This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us, and I am at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I've clicked on the news tab, and I'm following along in class. Captain John Reagan?
Well, we're starting off hour number two, and first up is auto crash.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, we saw it coming, John, and you've been talking about this for a couple of years.
Well, it starts off with a chart of auto loans, and we see this thing steadily climbing from 2015 all the way up until September this year, and it's a noticeable hitch in the chart where auto sales go down. And when you look at the total vehicle sales, you can see where probably about fall of 2015 it topped out, and it's been going between down and sideways ever since. And the third chart that's in this article shows the number of or the inventory divided by sales, and this chart goes back over 20 years to 1993, and the only time that it's been higher was 2008-2009 during the last crash. Where, regardless of what Obama says, you know, the economy is not doing well. And this is just more evidence of that. I didn't even include the link where Ford is moving a bunch of its manufacturing to Mexico, further making things worse. And, perhaps we can get to it. It's not on the list, but it is under the employment section, about 4 million jobs driving away with self-driving cars. That's not good for people living on Main Street.
John, we've seen the anecdotal evidence of the car sales beginning to slide well over a year ago. We saw it, looking out the window at the restaurants in Springfield, Missouri. We saw the inventories on the used car lots, on the new car lots, filling up every square inch that they could put a vehicle. So there are plenty of cars available for sale. But in our neck of the woods, I'm seeing more and more people driving old jalopies. I was talking to a farmer over the weekend, and we were talking about, I said, do you think that farming can continue the way it is, the small farmers? And he said, not the way some farmers are doing it. And he said, what they're doing is they're borrowing money, they're buying, new equipment, they're leasing equipment, and that model is not sustainable. And in the same light, how is it possible that people can buy new cars with the really, really high cost per month? People are paying more to have a car payment than they used to pay a few decades ago for a house payment, a mortgage payment versus a car payment. So things have gotten very, very expensive, and I can't see the continuation of a $50,000-$60,000 pickup truck. I just can't see that continuing. How is that possible? And, you know, when I've talked with Miles about the new engines, and, you know, the new engines are getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and they're putting out more and more horsepower, and they're more dependent on pristine lubricants. You know, your oils have got to be just free of contamination for those engines to continue without accelerated wear. How is this model possible where you've got to bring your vehicle to the dealership because you can't be a backyard or a shade tree mechanic anymore for new vehicles? Not much you can do other than check the tire pressure, maybe the coolant level, maybe sometimes check the oil level, but sometimes you can't even do that because there's not a dipstick. And most people don't even know how to service the, you know, the routine maintenance on the car. So we saw this coming, John. We really did. And the tractor manufacturers are doing the same thing. And also what I'm seeing is more and more farmers are realizing this. And those that do realize it are trying to get the older tractors that they can service because they realize that the new ones are shiny and all that kind of neat stuff. And they have a great appearance, but they're unable to maintain them the way they used to maintain the old equipment.
And then in the coming future where you don't have the supply chain, just having one part that fails means that you've got something that's not even good for a paperweight.
Yeah. Yeah. I bought a wheel rake over the weekend, and we've decided that we are going to go into more vertical integration. We're going to do more of what we can. And I realize that the hay rake that we've been using for, I don't know, 20 years, 26 years, is great. But if one thing fails, we are in serious trouble. So I bought a used rake. It's probably 30, 40 years old. And I was looking at the bearings over the weekend on it, and the bearings are about $8 a piece. So I'm going to get some bearings. I'm going to get some new rake teeth for it. I'm going to go to a guy who changes tires and sells tires, and they've got a pile of tires that they need to get rid of. And so he'll just give me a couple tires, and I'll put some non-ozone crack tires on it. And I'm going to maintain this thing and keep it as a spare, because we're out of business without spare parts. And, John, during the top of the hour news, there was an announcement that that the Colonial Pipeline has a leak, and they had to shut it down. And in Atlanta, Georgia, some gas stations are just about out of gasoline. Now, how's that going to work? Do you call in and tell your boss, hey, listen, I'd like to be there, but I can't be there because I can't get gas? And I've been involved in a gasoline shortage back when there was the Arab oil embargo, and it is absolutely no fun. No fun whatsoever. So if you're living in the East Coast, you might want to check into this Colonial Pipeline leak and shutdown, because there may be gasoline shortages in Georgia and Virginia and maybe even in the Carolinas. Did you read about that, John?
Yes, I did. There's been at least three states declare states of emergency. Hopefully they'll have at least a workaround, if not a fix, by next week. This could affect me getting to Knoxville, because it affects at least parts of Tennessee as well. So I'm definitely going to keep an eye on the gas gauge and fill up when I can.
Yeah, and what we do when we travel is we try really hard not to let our tank get below half for a lot of reasons. One reason is the fuel pumps in the tanks have more cooling if there's more fuel in them, and they tend to last longer. Another thing is you don't know necessarily if the gas station that is on your GPS is actually open and has fuel. You don't know if you'll be able to get to it. There could be accidents. I mean, you could be stuck in a traffic jam that could last hours. All kinds of things can happen, and it can be really, really hot, and you might need your air conditioning, so you might need, you know, more fuel than you think you might need. So, word to the wise, if you want to do what we try very hard not to let our tanks get below half when we travel.
And just want to point out, you know, that there is no shortage of gasoline. There's plenty of it. This basically comes from the Houston area. It's just getting it transported to the East Coast. There is such a volume that goes through a pipeline that, yes, they can start bringing more trucks in, but that's kind of like a drop in the bucket. So it's definitely going to put a crimp in a lot of people's lifestyle until that part of the supply chain gets up and running. And just, you know, think this is one pipeline having a leaking problem. Think about what is going to happen when the New Madrid fault goes and you've got dozens of pipelines that are severed. It's going to be absolutely devastating.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and the six states that we're talking about are Tennessee, Virginia, Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama, and North Carolina. So, well, according to this post, John, ABC News, September 17th, a couple days ago, the states have all declared states of emergency, citing concerns about fuel supply disruptions and disruptions of gasoline in the wake of the Colonial Pipeline spill. So what happens? Well, gasoline prices tend to rise, and if you can get it. So keep an eye on that. And by the way, yeah, I mentioned Virginia because it goes as high north as Virginia on the East Coast. So keep that in mind, class.
And again, in these normal times, I don't know how many people are keeping an eye on what's going on in Venezuela. And the food shortage is there, and they still have a bit of a supply chain. A lot of their problems are self-inflicted because of their socialist government. Cost of a three-egg omelet, what I entitled it. A dozen eggs now cost $150. So three eggs is like $37.50. So that's without the ham and cheese or the hash browns and the toast. So I can imagine if you go and want to buy a three-egg omelet breakfast in Venezuela, it could easily be $100 just for that, per person.
Mm-hmm. And years ago, it was a great place to be. People would love to travel there. So, and vacation there. So things can change quickly. And the bottom line is you've got to be prepared. You've got to be prepared because the government of Venezuela is unable to take care of its people the way it used to. And I certainly wouldn't want to depend on Barry to take care of our needs here. I mean, Barry doesn't even know where Missouri is, probably. All right, we'll be right back. John, what's coming up? What's next?
People aren't buying the lies, literally, and we'll talk about that when we get back.
Ah, must be talking about Hillary. Captain John Reagan, TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We're talking about the cost of a three-egg omelet in Venezuela, the eggs themselves being about $37. Wow, runaway inflation. John, do you think it could happen here?
Just wait. There's so many pieces, you know, in play right now. Nobody can tell you what's going to be that final straw. I've talked about the Hanjin bankruptcy. A major worldwide shipper having problems. And it doesn't take too many of those to start dominoes falling. It could be from the banking sector. We've got Dutch Bank. We've got Italy. We've got banks in other countries in Europe that are just teetering. There's so many places that this whole thing could start. And once it goes, it's worldwide because of the globalization that we have going on. And it's, like I say, we really only got two options on this. We either do like we have in history and have a war. And I brought up the article, but there's only 10 nations in the world that's currently not at war. And, you know, unlike World War One and World War Two, where our country was pretty much in one piece. The notable exception was Pearl Harbor, and Hawaii wasn't even a state at that point, and it was pretty much the naval base there that took the hit. Whereas, you know, it's going to be the power grid, which is a priority target in war, We bombed the heck out of Germany trying to get rid of their electricity to destroy their war machine. And once that grid goes down, the supply chain goes along with it. And again, because of globalization, that causes things to happen. The only alternative I see to that is if things are really controlled by the, what do you want to call them, the elite or the banksters, and that includes Russia and China. If all the countries are controlled, then they could avoid war and go to an all-out one-world government, in which case everything we've talked about with the spy tech and control comes into play, which will be deadly for those of us that believe in things like freedom. So one way or another, we're going to see some interesting times.
John, I was reading a post over the weekend about the Department of Justice Office of Inspector General says it is now okay. It is now acceptable for government agents like FBI types to appear, to pose as journalists, which means it is okay with the Department of Justice to lie to us, have their agents fraudulently represent themselves as journalists. Can you imagine that? The Department of Justice is okay, is saying it's okay for them to misrepresent, lie, and portray themselves as journalists. And what's the effect of that? Well, that increases the increasing rate of public mistrust of our government even further eroding our mistrust of governance. It's an absolute outrage. So when you think about, you know, I was watching some of the videos of Hillary Clinton, her take on the explosions in the East Coast, and she just talks in circles, nonsense. Why would anybody even pay attention? Why would anybody assume that she even knows what's going on? And if she did know what was going on, why would we trust her to tell us the truth? Why would we? And that goes on to the next topic that you have about Hillary, right? Not buying the lies.
Yeah. Hillary released a new book, and in its first week sold less than 3,000 copies. Mm-hmm. Now, we'll discuss that, what the meaning of this is when we get back from the break.
Yeah. Let's talk about what 3,000 copies means. Rick Miller was on a radio broadcast, and he sold 6,000 in a weekend. 6,000. Hillary sells 3,000. We'll be right back.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so. Recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Prepares.com. Educational Radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USA Prepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and John, we're going to talk about Hillary. Now, sometimes when we do this, we get disconnected. So I just want our engineer to know that I will reconnect immediately, and I'm watching the connection right now as we discuss Hillary. So please continue, John.
Well, for somebody who's in the public light as long as she has and is a presidential candidate, to sell only not even 3,000 books the first week is staggering. Now, we don't really know the reason for that. It could be that, you know, people are just too darn broke to afford to buy a book. Or it could be that they're tired of buying her lies, literally. Could be a combination of that. Certainly, that doesn't bode well for the publisher of the book, who probably put in a nice advance. Of course, the article does say that the profits from the book will go to a charity, of course.
Right.
We know from the Clintons' tax return that their favorite charity is the Clinton Foundation. So I can't prove it, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's the charity they're talking about.
John, did you read a post talking about where the Clinton Foundation funds go, and that actually only, I think it was 5.7% of their funds actually go to charity? The rest goes to, you know, expenses and overhead and other. And the big category was other. Did you read that too?
I believe I saw that. I think what's more disturbing is where the funds came from to begin with. Millions of dollars from countries and companies that don't necessarily have our best interests at heart. And you just have to wonder how many favors she's promised for those millions.
And how could it be that she didn't promise favors? How is it possible that that foreign countries would funnel money toward the United States without asking for anything in return? It's impossible in my mind to think that. And by the way, she looked very, very weak in a video that I saw of her this weekend. Very, very weak, tired, worn out, weak, not presidential material. And I just can't stand her and her husband pointing their fingers at us. Who do they think they are? It's an outrage. It's disgusting. And I can't stand either one of them. And I'm really looking forward to and this is all my opinion, that she will have spent all the money that she has, all of it, and does not become president and loses all of her influence. And she just goes off to the sidelines and is becomes irrelevant. That would be just wonderful, because she and her husband have done so much to damage the United States of America that it's scandalous.
I think that's the least of their worries, because if Trump gets in, just given what she's done with her email server, I think they're facing jail time.
Wouldn't that be great? It'd be wonderful for them to be our guests. I really think that would be great. It's about time. And I got a call from Werner Bach over the weekend, and he told me that the International Court in The Hague is now beginning prosecuting people for crimes against humanity. And one of those crimes, obviously, would be the chemical spraying of the skies. And I think it'd be great if those people were brought to justice, and that's one exception for the death penalty. I don't really like the death penalty. However, if someone is committing crimes against the planet and we are absolutely 100% certain that they are guilty, then the death penalty, in my opinion, is appropriate. Absolutely appropriate for killing the trees, the plants, and so forth. And by the way, now we have blue-green algae in California. There are a number of locations that has cropped up, and it is toxic to wildlife. It's toxic to livestock. It causes gastrointestinal distress, skin rashes, and even death to livestock and wildlife. And it's happening in California, and I believe it's the same kind of algae that we've been talking about for months. Here, we've seen it on the farm. It's like a thick carpet, and they're seeing it in California as well. And it's now made the news. But we have been talking about it for months, and it's like astroturf on the clumps of astroturf on the surface of ponds, and even in our driveway. So they say it's heat related. And by the way, managers of lakes who are thinking about using herbicides in the in the ponds and lakes to see if they can minimize these algae blooms. Can you imagine that? Imagine the wildlife and the fish and so forth that use that water. Man, oh man. And then where does that go later? It gets into the groundwater system, right? What are they thinking? They've just messed with this planet so much. But I'm looking forward to bringing these people to trial and meeting out justice for their crimes against every living thing on the planet.
I've got another article that's book related. I called the link book reading. MIT has been at it again. They have a camera that will let you read a book without even opening it. It can scan into several pages deep. It uses the terahertz radiation that reads the ink on the pages and then determines, you know, with optical character recognition what it's saying. And you probably remember terahertz radiation being used by the government looking for whether it's hidden contraband or people in vehicles, and they don't really care what the radiation does to you. But I had another thought. You know, what if they installed this type of technology at the post office? Because you know that your communiques electronically aren't really safe. You know, even if you encrypt them, good chance they've got technology to decrypt something. And so you take it down to the post office and you mail it, and your recipient gets the sealed envelope, and you think everything's just great. But what if they put it through this technology where they don't even need to open it, and they can read several pages worth of information?
So control of we the villagers is so important that those who are the parasites of the planet are really interested in knowing what we're thinking, controlling what we're thinking, controlling what we're saying, controlling what we read, controlling our speech, controlling our food, controlling everything, John, everything. There's nothing that they don't want to control, including our reproduction, right?
And that's what's coming up next. You know, the eugenics movement is nothing new. It was here in America 100 years ago. The Nazi program came out of the American program, and now it's called transhumanism. And we've talked about a few things here and there. One of the recent ones was how they found a way to start the egg going without the male. Didn't need the sperm anymore. Well, now scientists have developed a way to make embryos from skin cells instead of eggs. So they don't even need women now. You can just imagine the fun that these wonderful psychopaths will have creating humans without the need of humans.
You're talking about the Nazis, and there was a cross of honor for the German mother. It's called a mother's cross. I guess that was the abbreviated term for it. And it was hung on a blue-type ribbon. And the cross was available in three classes of order. There was the third class, which was bronze. And if a mother had 4 to 5 children, she was eligible for the third-class bronze mother's cross. 6 to 7 children, that would be the second class, that would be the silver cross. And then the third would be the gold mother's cross with 8 or more children. And I happen to have purchased many, many years ago examples of first, second, and third class mother's crosses to remind us that our children can be cannon fodder. And these mothers could be duped into having children, bearing children, and sending them off to be targets and maimed and wounded and killed for their leader. And I suggest that all parents today consider not allowing recruiters on the high school campus of their child's school. Throw those guys out, because they are trying to encourage your children to be cannon fodder to fight someone else's wars. And you'll get a chance to have your child exposed to very serious damage, including mental damage for life. And John, I've noticed that some of our friends who are married to guys, or the guys themselves, who have been to wars, are using CPAP devices, these positive airway pressure devices, so that they don't die during their sleep. I've never heard of this until we sent them off to war. And they were kind of embarrassed to come to our house and use these devices. So, and we found that there's a link between going to the Middle East and fighting other people's wars and CPAP devices. Think about that, class. Is that happening in your house? We'll be right back.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the new manna difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, John got kind of a somber tone today. It's because a lot of the things that we've been talking about are happening. And there's a study about Venezuela, which you mentioned earlier in the broadcast. And it's on the brink of famine, with about 15% of the villagers saying that they can only feed themselves with food that has been discarded, meaning thrown in the trash. Nearly half of them say that they've had to take time off from work to search for food. And it's even worse than that. Three out of every four Venezuelans, about 72%, were unable to feed themselves an optimal diet, meaning breakfast, lunch, and dinner. 24% of them say they rarely eat protein, and they're living off, you know, what they can find. And half of them, actually more than half, 52% of them in Venezuela, are buying their food through the black market. And 54% of them say that they had gone to bed hungry. Pretty serious, John. And that's happening in Venezuela right this minute. That's an article that I read that was posted yesterday. Breitbart.com.
Yeah, meanwhile, here in the United States, those that are wide asleep have the new NFL season. And the last article I have for hour two, fair, you know, it's almost time for the State Fair of Texas. And they have some insane food creations for this. And there's a Walmart here in the Dallas area that's going to have a restaurant opened in it where you can enjoy these fair treats year-round. There's you know, everything from cookie fries to bacon margaritas, fried Pop-Tarts. They're very creative on this. I'm sure if there's anything healthy at all in there, it's purely by accident.
Well, we waste a lot of food here in the United States. Just go to a restaurant and watch what people leave behind. And, you know, at our house, it bothers me when someone will pour themselves a very, very large glass of cranberry juice and drink maybe a quarter of it and throw the rest away. I mean, those kind of things happen. And that kind of stuff just bothers me, that I was taught that that's a sin. It's a sin to waste food because there are people who would love to have it. So, and especially in Venezuela right now. But I was told it was in China and Africa when I was growing up. That my mom would say there are people that would love to eat what we have, so make sure that you eat all that you take. And that was something that came from World War II. My dad would say that the soldiers in the army were told to take all you want, but eat all you take. Good advice, right, John?
Yes, it is. And just want to point out, I've got three articles under Government Smarts today. Obama's wall, dangerous libraries, and dangerous business. The Democrats don't want us to build a wall to protect the United States at the Mexican border. However, we're spending taxpayer money to protect Mexico from illegal immigrants on their southern border. Government libraries are having problems, so there are these free libraries popping up, and governments don't like that. And, of course, from California, a county orders a girl to get $3,500 in permits and insurance to keep her lemonade stand open. The country has just gone insane.
Yeah, and you're talking about walls and building walls. Well, Barry and the boys and girls at the White House don't feel safe because there are people who have jumped the fence. So what is their answer? They're going higher, John. They're building a higher fence. We don't want one around our country, but we do want one around the White House, even taller. And when Barry goes to play golf, he brings about a caravan of 10 vehicles with him so that he can feel safe. And can you imagine trying to play golf when Barry's on the golf course? You're going to be thrown out. Think about that. John Regan, thank you so much for being with us today. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.